seen on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store and Meadowlark restaurant. Abner is just entering. Listen.
Well, howdy.
Granny, it's just you, Abner.
Lummy, what's the matter, Lum? You jumped right now a mile in the air there. Did I scare you?
No, I just wasn't looking towards the door. I thought you might be Squire Skimp coming in.
Lummy, now, Lum, you ought to do something about that Squire. He's making a nervous wretch out of you.
No, he ain't no such a thing.
Why, Lum, he's got you to where you'd shy if a paper sack blowed in the door there. You're nervous and jumpy as a rabbit's nose.
I'm not any such a thing.
You are,
Doggy. I'm all right. Don't worry about me.
Look at your hand trembling there right now. Doggy, it looks like you're waving goodbye to somebody.
I think I got a touch of the palsy.
You've got something, I'll tell you that right now. I believe what we ought to do is just lock the door when we see that squire coming. Just don't let him come in here no more.
I'll play his little game with him. I'll show him he can't get the best of Lum Eddards, the Lumberger King.
Yeah, looks to me like he's doing a pretty good job of it. Has he been in here today?
No.
Oh, thought he might have been in while I was out making the delivery.
No, he'll be in, though. Don't worry about that. He's been in at least once and sometimes twice every day since last Thursday.
Yeah.
And always brings some guest with him. That's what he calls them, his guest.
Yeah, I know. Bung Ulysses S. Quincy in here, Eugene Glavin, Tom Forster, Walt Bates. I don't know who all he has brought in.
Yeah, and you notice they're all friends of mine. He figures he can humiliate me more in front of my friends than my enemies.
Yeah. Of course, if he keeps this up, though, he'll have to get into the enemies. He'll run out of friends here before long.
Oh, I don't know so much about that. I've got lots of friends in this town.
Who, besides our name?
Well, I don't have to sit here and tell you everybody's friends of mine.
Well, you were just saying you had lots of them, and I'm just saying that he's might not run out of friends now. Unless
all
he brings
right.
me in with him, and I know I ain't going with him.
Every time he comes in, he goes through that same old rigmarole. Comes in saying what a wonderful restaurant I've got. Brags on it to whoever he's brung in with him. And then orders something he knows dad blame well we ain't got.
Oysters.
Yeah, all of some kind of oysters.
Oh, yeah.
Oysters on the half shell. Oyster cocktails. Oysters Rockefeller. Oysters.
Yeah, Lum, what's them there oysters Rockefellers that he ordered here one day?
I don't know. I wish I did.
I've never ate no Rockefellers, I know that. I've had lots of rock candy.
I don't
believe I'd like it cooked with a batch of oysters, though.
No, I don't think that's got anything to do with rock candy.
No. Well, I say I wouldn't. I don't know. I don't think I would. Maybe I better put it that way. Can't never tell about them new dishes. Sometimes you like them, sometimes you don't. Well, take them Lumbergers of yours. If anybody had told me you could take a hamburger and cook it with some kind of preserves or jelly inside of it and make it taste good, I'd have said right there they'd lost their reason. But there is, without a doubt, the deliciousest one sandwich I believe I ever had.
Them things are good, ain't they?
Oh, they just can't get enough of
them. Yeah, lots of folks come in here, and when they see me making them, they sit there like they're afraid to eat it. Granny, they eat one of them, they generally go back for another helping.
Oh, you're stuck right there. Eat one, you're a goner. Yeah.
It's just that I'm a cooking genius, I think.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, you sure hit on something, I'll say that for you. I had to laugh at my woman, Elizabeth. I taken one of them home to her the other day for lunch. She'd been busy down there plowing that back 40. I knowed she never had time to cook nothing, so I taken the old one of them. And she wouldn't eat it at first, as hungry as she was. Fact is, wouldn't even let me give it to the mule. But I finally talked her into tasting it.
You mean you give the mules one of them Lumbergers?
No, I give it to Elizabeth. She liked it so well, though, that she ate right now the whole thing. And then give the rest to the mules. She won't let them mules eat nothing she don't taste first. And after she got through eating, she even admitted herself that it weren't bad.
Weren't bad?
Yeah.
Is that the best she could say for it?
Well, Lum, when a woman says that about somebody else's cooking, it's got to be one of them.
Yeah.
And the mules liked it. They pricked their ears forward there, switched their tails, looked at her.
Whenever
they
scared of a mule eating a hamburger or a Lumberger or anything else like that. Tries out everything she feeds him? Hay and feed and all?
She wouldn't eat nothing. Well, that sack of horse mule she'd have taken up the other day. She had a handful of it first.
Don't she put no sugar and cream on it?
No. But she loves them mules.
Everybody to their own taste.
Yeah. Well, they're her mules.
Just like them Lumbergers. Once folks tries them, they find out how good they are.
Yeah.
The only trouble now is that the old squire's talking folks out of trying them even. All the time he's ordering oysters, I'm trying to sell Lumbergers. And he acts like he never even heard of them before.
Well, I still think we ought to keep him out of this place long. He's going to ruin our business. And he's going to give you a nervous crackdown.
No, no, he ain't. I ain't licked yet. I've got something up my sleeve I don't mind telling you.
Up your sleeve?
Yes, sir. You know what I done?
I
have sent away for some oysters.
You have?
I done it.
Well, good for you. It does seem like a cuter place to keep them, though, up your sleeve.
I ain't keeping them up my sleeve.
What you just told me. Said you had something up your sleeve, some oysters.
Well, I never meant that literary. I ain't even got them yet.
You ain't, huh?
Why, no. I had to send to New Orleans for them.
Well.
And they're going to fly them up here packed in ice. I don't know what else.
Fly them up here?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Well, I never knowed oysters could fly. I thought about all they could do is just swim. They live in the ocean, don't they?
Well, yeah, but they...
So they can fly, too. Well, them little rascals. Well, just goes to show how little we know. Flying oysters.
Abner, I don't mean these oysters are going to fly all by themselves.
Oh. Somebody going to fly along with them, huh?
Well, no, what I mean
is... Who is it, a duck?
Oh, for pity's sake.
Seagull?
Abner, they're going to fly in an aeroplane.
Aeroplane?
Yeah.
Now, Lom, you can't make me believe a thing like that. No, sir.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Lom, they might be able to swim and fly, but you'll never get me to believe that no little old oyster can run an aeroplane.
Gosh, won't you?
It's ignorance as I look for
it. I hope not. No. Girl, you get the craziest ideas of any human I know.
I get the craziest idea.
Look, Abner, they ain't going to fly that plane themselves. The regular driver is. Or pilot, I think they call him. The oyster's going to be on the planes, all.
Oh, passengers, huh?
Yeah, they're freight, actual.
Well, I don't blame them. I'd be afraid to go up in one of them airplanes myself. I just thinking that sure would look funny, though, see little old oyster sitting up there on one of them big seats reading a magazine. Oyster Digest or something.
They don't sit in the seat, silly. They box them up or something. I don't know. Maybe they... Oh, there he comes.
Huh?
Squire Skim. See him coming across the street there?
Oh.
I wish them oysters had got here.
Well, why don't you call over to Dick Huddleston's, Lum? They'd more than likely come in over there, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I've called over there a dozen times today. He ain't seen hiding a hair of them.
What do oysters look like, anyway?
Well, look who he's got with him this time. Cedric.
Oh, I told you he'd start running out of friends pretty soon.
Yeah, he's scraping the bottom of the barrel, all right. If that big varmint Cedric has fell in with Squire's plan, I'll never speak to him again.
Well, how are my good friends at the Meadowlark Restaurant today?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon, Squire.
I just brought my young friend Cedric in for a bit of lunch.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. Sit right down there, Cedric, my boy.
I've got this box here,
though. Well, just set the box on the other stool there. Can't eat and hold at the same time. Here, put it right over there, Cedric.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
You know, Lum, there's been rumors around town that you don't seem to have much of a menu in here. Always out of things, I've heard. But I keep telling them that you're just getting started. I'm sure that you'll make a go of it in the long run, Lum. Don't give up too easily.
I ain't giving up. Don't you worry.
What do you have, Cedric?
Well, first, I think I ought to tell Mr. Lum something. Say, Mr. Lum.
Just give your order, Mr. Cedric Weehunt. Any dealings me and you got is strict business.
Go ahead, Cedric. Tell him what you want.
Well, let's see now.
Didn't you mention something special you wanted today?
Oh, yes, Mom. I would care for oysters served with mushrooms.
You would, huh?
Well, now that you mention it, that sounds good, Cedric. I believe I'll have the same, Mom. How are you today, Abner?
Oh, all right, I reckon.
Well, what's the matter, Lum? Didn't you get our order? Oyster shirred with mushrooms. Wasn't that it, Cedric?
Well,
yes, that was it. And don't overcook them, Lum. Fix them just right. Oh, well, of course you know how. What's new, Abner?
Squire, we don't happen to have no oysters right now. Shirred or no other way.
Couldn't share an oyster with a mushroom, no way.
Keep quiet, Abner.
You mean to tell me that you still don't have any oysters in here, Lum?
That's right.
Well, for goodness sakes, did you hear that, Cedric?
Oh, mercy me. How can one run an eating establishment under such lax conditions and no oysters?
Cedric, who put you up to saying that?
This is a deplorable turn of events. Oh.
Well, I'm afraid you're right, Cedric, my boy. Come on, we'd better go someplace else, I guess.
Yes, we had certainly had of. Come, let's.
Hey, good day, gentlemen.
Good day, gentlemen.
Cedric, you big lummox.
Let him go. There ain't nothing to say to him now.
Okay.
But just wait till I get them oysters. As bad as I need the money, I'd have give a $100 bill if I'd have had them oysters right then to spring on them.
I know good and well Squire Skimp learned Cedric to say all them things.
Why, of course he did.
I bound you Cedric don't know half of what he's saying. I don't just wait a minute. Look there, Cedric forgot that box he brought with him.
Well, throw it out after him. I don't want him back in.
Yeah, all right. Here goes.
Well, I don't mean throw it from here. Granny, now you broke it open. Squire will get him to sue us.
What in the world's he got in here? Look here, Lom, a batch of rocks.
Rocks?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Them's my oysters. Dick must have sent them over to me by Cedric.
Yeah, them little rascals, oysters?
That's them. And to think they were sitting right under my nose all that time.
Well, ain't they cute? Well, here, Lum, don't just stand there. Get a tub.
A tub?
Why, sure. We've got to slap them under something before somebody opens the door and them little rascals fly out of here. They might be homing oysters.
Yes, or you could just clip their wings, Abner.